Simin Tov Reish Mem Ches Sif Tezvov till the end, Mirz Hashem, through Sif Chav Beis. The Mechaber says in Sif Tezvov that Nofal Alav Mayim Betolosh V'Tofach Hayisarach Hayishu Kovish B'Chayim Etzim V'Voshel Menumer Pasol. If the Esrog gets bloated or it gets spoiled, it gets rotten, Hayishu Kovish B'Chayim Etzim, or it's pickled in vinegar, or it's cooked, and merumer pasul. So Mishnah Berurah says kovish b'chaymitz is dafka lefi those that hold it. Kvisha is only b'chaymitz. It's medurically in rash like that. Chaymitz or chardal, something which is strong, and that the Mishnah Berurah says in Chanami the kvisha is b'chdei shi'artiyef. That means it has to sit in the chaymitz, which the Sharatian says chaymitz chazak. It's be very strong vinegar. Kimdumani the Aruch HaShulchan says that chaymetz chazak is if you pour it on the floor and it starts bubbling. It has to be very strong vinegar. And if it's kovish b'chaymetz, if it's in vinegar, b'chdeishi artiach, that means that it's 18 minutes, then that already be kovish k'mavoshul, and that will pass them. However, if it's in water, then you need more time. Then 18 minutes is not enough, and it's not if it's 24 hours. Now, the shayla is, what's the psul though of kovish? What happens to a esrog that you keep in water for 24 hours, then now it's possible? So from the Mishnah Berurah it sounds, he says at the end of the sif, v'tam b'chol zeh mishum de'inoy hoder. The reason why it's possible, all these things are possible, is because they're not hoder. Now the shayla is, what's not hoder about it? What happened, what changed with this esrog because you stuck it into water for 24 hours? So, l'chor, you can't say the vart is because it gets soaked with water, and therefore it's like bloated a little bit. It comes like a sponge full of water. Because kovish k'mavosho is only when you keep it in water for 24 hours straight. But if you put it in for 23 hours and 59 minutes, you take it out for a second. And then you put it in for another 23 hours and 59 minutes, you take it out for a second. And you keep on doing that for weeks on end, then it's not a problem. That's not kovish k'mavosho, which possible. It's only 24 hours straight. Now, l'chor, the soaking of the water, it would soak up the water. The vart was that it's absorbed a tremendous amount of water and therefore it's problematic. The chur should be, even if you did it for 23 hours straight, a few times, that should cause the same issue. Somebody told me that he put it in for 24 hours and nothing happened. Lav dafka, does it have something have to happen right away? It could happen after a few days. That's already the chasarn. But yesh la'ayin, exactly what the problem is. The mashmois is that it has a din of bishul. Now, kovish is kovish kumavosho, which is problematic. Now, what's the psul of bishul? So, it's not clear what the psul of bishul is. L'chura, according to this Mishnah Berurah, psul of bishul should be that it's not hadar also. So that I can understand. If something which is mamish mevoshul, it changes its appearance, and it's not hadar. If you look at the Mishbitzais, at the end of the simin, he says, he declares, at the end of Tafresh Mem Tes, I'm sorry, in Mishbitzais Yud Beis, he's mitzadi that maybe when you cook an esrog, then it's not an esrog anymore. It's like if you cook a cucumber. Somebody cooks a cucumber, it's not a cucumber anymore. It's not carrots, they stay the same, beseder. But a cucumber is just a different vegetable when it gets, it's not the same. It's not a, I don't know if it's not edible, but it's not a cucumber anymore. So to an esrog, maybe it doesn't have a shame esrog anymore after you cook it. That's what it is metadol. Her, if that's the case, then apostles, all 7 days, according to everybody. It's not just, even according to the Mechaber that holds that Hadar is only possible for the first day. Nevertheless, if it's not a cucumber, then we're possible for all, it's not a Esrog, we're possible all 7 days. So Kovish Kumavoshal, maybe it's not considered an Esrog. The only problem is, Kovish doesn't change it the same way that Mevoshal does. Pash, this the whole din of Kovish Kumavoshal is only din b'negeya to Blius. It's not a din b'negeya to Bishul. In other words, on Shabbos, there's no Isser Daraisa of Kovish K'mavoshul, at least the way that we paskin. Because Kovish K'mavoshul makes Blius, it's a din d'rabbanan that we consider it. But it doesn't, it's a Rashba at the beginning, but he says it brings down the beginning of Simon Kofei. That's the din of T'mavashul. Kovish K'mavoshul is only Meliach Kirei Seach, and Kovish K'mavoshul, both of those are halachas with regard to Blius. That kvisha causes blias the same way as bishul does, but it doesn't actually change it. That being the case, it's hard to understand exactly what the psul is. If you understand that kvisha is in water, l'chura, I would say that's the reason why the priest can say that kovish is dafka b'chaymetz, because then in echnami maybe it changes it when it's in something very strong and it sits inside, then it could change the texture, it could change the esrog. That would be a chasarin in hadar. Lamaisa, the way the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not exactly sure what's the gather of the psul. Similarly, with regard to Mevushal, you have to understand what the psul of Mevushal is. Bishul, so it says that Mevushal, how much has to be Mevushal, says the Bir Halacha, it doesn't say. So he says, L'chor v'pashtis would have to be Raif. Loin is bar ashir, the tavach ha'sarach v'kavish Mevushal, mustaver the shir berubay. Everything with the psul hadar, l'chor is berubay. That's ashir, says the Bir Halacha, which is negia to the echus, the kamos of the bishul. How much of the esrik? What's with the echus of the bishul? How long does it have to be cooked for it to be considered mevushal? If it's 1 second, does it have to be Michael Ben Drusoy? Mevushal called Tzarkoy? What is it? So, the truth is that when you get to Shabbos, something which is of vegetable or food which can be eaten edible is already considered mevushal called Michael Ben Drusoy, a third cooked, even before you start. Yeshlayin, what halachas we say with regard to cooking when it gets the dalad minim. The truth is that later on in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafresh Mem Tes, it's Mavur that he understood that Bishul is even for a second, because the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah talk about, can you use an esrik that has blias of iser inside? Your esrik has to be roi la'achilo. If it has blias of iser inside, can you use it? Sefrek da'achreinim, prima gadim. How's the shaykh to have blias inside and not be mevushal? If it's Eroi, so then it's only Kedei Klipa, Bechlal doesn't have a Din Chasa, I don't need a Klipa Bechlal, Elamai is stuck inside of a pot, and it's Mavushal. So, the Bikur Yaakov says, and what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is that you suck in a Chelek of it into Chelev. You suck in a Miut of it into Chelev. So therefore it got Blias. Now, you could have just said a very simple answer. You cooked it for 10 seconds. It's not Michael Ben Drusoy. It's not a Mavushal called Tzarkoy. And that's not considered a Bishul. It has to be in for a certain amount of time. It gets blias right away, but it's not considered mevushal. The answer is, it must be that they understood that bishul is even for a second. It falls into a pot of boiling water, that's already considered mevushal. And the Yishlayin, why, if a taka falls into a cauldron of boiling water, and you take it out right away, what happened to it that it's already not going to be hadar? If it sits inside, you understand what happened. But if it falls in and falls out, Yishlayin, maybe it's just loy plug, bishul is 2 minutes is for sure going to be problematic. So therefore, they said, any bishul is going to already be problematic. L'mayis, the Mishnah Berurah understands the psul is a psul hadar, which, according to other shitas, is only the first day. According to the way that we paskin, is all 7 days. And l'mayis, that's how we go halalocha, unless it's a shasat chak. The last psul brought down in the sif is menumer. If it's menumer, it's pasul. Now, what is this psul menumer talking about, frek to bikur yakrif? Is it mean menumer with maris psulis? That's the next sif. If it means that it has chazazes in on it, like the Gemara calls him a numer, Rashi calls him a numer, that's the last if. The last ifim. What manumer are we talking about over here? So he says maybe the manumer that we're talking about is manumer b'maris ksheris. And really the Mishnah Berurah brings down two tzadim over here. What is the manumer that we're talking about? Is it maris psulais or maris ksheris? Maris that are not psulais. Dainu, pasulis, shachar, lavan, are maris that are psulais, and maris that are ksheris are, let's say the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says, brown, chum, lachur is not the color of a date, is a maris kosher. And then there's even maybe a maris esrig, which is like bletlach, or maris esrig, that's for sure kosher, it's maybe even better. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out, he's mistafik here, yeshemim that it's dafka psulim, kegun chazazet, soy shachar, elovin, a yorkis, v'yasadeh, V'yeshemim da'afilu ba'manumar ha'ri maris k'shiris. He's not machriya. In the Shara Tzin, he's actually mitzadeh that the Lashon of Mechaber is dafka v'tzamar apostle. Mar kosher would not have manumar. Now this is a little bit shver, like the Olam asked me, and that is that the Mishnah Berurah earlier, when he talked about niklaf, there he brought down, if it's niklaf and it changes colors, what's halacha? It's machlok v'shishen, and we saw the Rush brings on the Raivin and Yeshemim. Is it dafka when it changes how you did a niklaf to Mara Pasul, or even if it's a Mara Kasher? There, the Mishnah Berurah is machriya. He tells you, be machmer unless it's a shasat chak. Even if it's a Mara Kasher, if it's niklaf and it changes to Mara Kasher, you should be machmer on it if it's not shasat chak. Here, where it's not niklaf, and it just changes manumer, changes, there the Mishnah Berurah, here the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shitas. Is it dafka Mara Pasul, even Mara Kasher? And it's not machriya. And not only that, it's mitzad in the Sharatin that it's only a Mara Pasul. It's not a Mara Kasher. What happened over here? How come my niklaf, he tells you it has to be, even if it's Mara Kosher, it's puzzle? And over here, it's mitzvah that it's dafka if it's a Mara puzzle. It's not machriya l'chol puzzle. He doesn't even tell you b'shasat chak to be, if it's not shasat chak, it should be machmer. So the Mati Yehuda, he brings down, he wants to say he's actually going in the Ravid. He has the same type of steer in the Ravid. And he says that when it's Niklaf and Menumer, then it's Tarti L'Reyeso. His Lashon is, the Niklaf Gora Tvei mi Menumer, Kivan Dika Tarti, Hasaras Aklipa Vishinri Amara. It's Tarti L'Reyeso. It's also you're missing the Klipa, also it changes the Amara, therefore Tarti L'Reyeso. It's hard to understand. Niklaf by itself is not a problem. Menumer by itself is not a problem. 0 + 0 is usually 0. Plus episode over here, if you have Tartil Reyeso, all of a sudden it's a chasern. Each one in and of itself is not a Reyeso. The Niklaf is not a Reyeso, the Menumer is not a Reyeso. But when it's together, when it's Niklaf and it changes Mara, then it's already a Paschus. Then maybe it shows that the Niklaf is a worse Niklaf. Maybe that's the Nekuda, and therefore we're more Machmer. L'chor, the Psul is the Psul of Menumer, it's not the Psul of Niklaf. The Chemdas Moshe has the whole Arichas Menegeh to this exact Shiloh. That's basically what Mahalach wants to say, is with this Yisrael, that Niklaf is worse when it's Menomer. He's just explaining why that should be. He says the Niklaf is a Likui, and when the Likui changes colors, it's even worse. Basically, it's Mahalach. But that's Lachar, what's Mavura over here from the Mishnah Brura, is that when it comes to Niklaf, there he's much more Machmer, and even if it's Amara Kosher, it's a problematic. As opposed to if it's just Menomer, if it's Kosher colors, then Lachar wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem when you get to that. It wouldn't be a problem when you get to Menumer. That's Sif Tezvav. Tezayin. Im Ushachar Lava Mokam Efat Pasal Berubayim Bebezgim Mokam Ezinu Ki Chazaz Le Pasal Fil Miyutay. This is the klolim that we said beforehand. Even though Chazaz is not common, however, Shinu Mare is much more common. And the klolim are the same. And that is when it's on Chayt Mai, it's B'mashu. If it's on Nano Chayt Mai, it's B'miyuta Yishnayim Shalosh Mekoymais, then it's Benomer, or B'rubay B'mokay Mechad. Any one of those three will pass them. Now, what's Shachar that passes? So, L'chor is Pasha that if a person puts a black sticker on top of his Esrig, it's not going to pass his Esrig. Maybe it's not Zekah, it doesn't look so nice, Zekah Levan Ve'u, it's not a Chasar and Hadar, it certainly does not pass. That's external, it doesn't pass. The Yesh Lion, even if you took a marker and you colored on top of it, whether or not that would pass. Something which is external is pasha that it doesn't pass on. Memela, there's a big handle with regard to the black marks that we find on the Esrogim. What's the story with them? Because where do the black marks come from? There's many different, various different places where they come from. Some of them come from risus, which is pesticides. When they spray the pesticides, sometimes it causes black dots on the Esrog. Sometimes it comes from air pollution. Sometimes it comes from the soot of the working in the field, the different, whatever they use, chemicals, whatever it is, working the suits of burning things, or dirt, anything like that sticks on. Sometimes it comes from knimot, which is insect infestation. It could be the insects themselves, it could be the droppings of the insects, it could be other types of things, bugs, that are caused by bugs. All these things cause black dots. Now, most of these are external. It's basically on the outside, some which stuck onto the top, and therefore, l'chura, they should not be problematic. Some people are machmir when it comes to the black dots that come from pesticides, because that mamish burns into the esrig. That actually penetrates the esrig. It's not just mamish on the top. And therefore, some are machmer, though Kumdumani in Alif Hashlem it says that Rishlam Zalman wasn't really worried about that. He was more worried about Bletlich than he was the black dots that came from the pesticides. Kumdumani people are Lamaisa machmer for the black dots that are from the pesticides. Most of the other dots could be taken off. You could either use a lot of the times the esrog is pasha dirty. They wash it first. Sometimes it's dirty. You could wash it yourself carefully. You could use the Aruch HaShulchan already talks about cleaning it. He says you could use wax. Stick on wax and then take it off. People use nowadays blue tack, which doesn't ruin the fruit. The other ways of getting it off is using the sleeve that they put that esrogim in, those pink and blue plastic sleeves. Take off a little piece and wet it and clean out with that. Some people use it the back of a match. They chew it and the wood opens up a little bit and it's like a brush. They use it very carefully. Some people use a thorn from an esrog tree. All different ways of cleaning the esrog from different things, and most of the black things will be able to come off. There are a few that stay on, and very often that's from the pesticides, ukedeme, and that in a chanami is a shadow whether or not it's a problem. I think most of the people are machmer. What is yes a problem for sure is fungus. And that's more common during Shemitah, where they don't use the many pesticides, they don't work the fields, they don't care for the esrogim as much as they do during a regular year, and the actual esrog grows black dots. Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says that shinimar is only shein shinimar poisel kein noilid me'atzmus ha'esrog. It's mamish has to be me'atzmus ha'esrog. L'fin that lachar black dots from the pesticides wouldn't be problematic, because it didn't grow from the atmos esrog. It's not like a fungus. Now, fungus is very hard. It can be very, very small, the fungus. It can be, sometimes it's black, sometimes it's white, sometimes it can be all different colors. Those are for sure possible if it's on the chayit memashu and it's near a b'marasayin, and black dots of pesticides and other things that penetrate, that some people are machmer on. Probably depends on the mite that you go to, though I think most people are machmer when you get to that. Similarly, if you have white also comes from a bunch of different things. Sometimes it comes from insect infestation, sometimes it actually comes from pesticides. Sometimes it seems that it could be white. It comes from different types of things. As a matter of fact, Poiskim say that if you take off part of the esrog and you're left with a little bit of white underneath of the bust of the esrog, that's also not a white that passes. That's a white that's not a shinui mara, that's the actual esrog. Now, it's going to be pasal as chaser the first day. However, the rest of the days, it won't pasal as chaser and it won't pasal as shinimar. Yesh lion, I would be maybe bedaik when you get the kiluv chazozis, that maybe it is a problem, but from the mechaber. But it seems the way most places can go is that it's not a problem. Now, what white pasal, how white does it have to be? So the Chaim Bracha says, even with noita lelvunis, noita lelavon, that's also white, cream, these off-white, these colors. They bring down Yadua B'Shem the Chazanish, and those I saw Pradam B'Shem Awayashiv, that he would point to his shirt. You'd always use his shirt, and the truth is that the Makaris and the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayis, he says it has to be Lovan B'Yoyser. Only when it's Lovan B'Yoyser is that problematic, and that's how many people go, that it's Dafka Mamash if it's white. And Mamela, leaf marks, let's say, for example, if there's a leaf that was covering over part of the Esrog and the sun didn't get to it, and then the place underneath, when you pick off the leaf, you'll see that underneath it's very, very bright. It's almost whitish. The truth is that it's just very, very light green. But it's not white, and it's certainly not white like a shirt. And that wouldn't pasul according to that, though it doesn't look so nice. And you should certainly find a different esrog. However, it wouldn't be upsul. It could be much smaller. It could be something that's on the bottom. It's not two or three places from a leaf covering it over. Wouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't be a problem else shinimara. Most of the white can come off also. It's much more common to find black marks that are problematic than white marks that are problematic, if you understand that white is dafka if it's very white. Now, where do they pasul? Does the pasul on the, when we say that a pasul on the chaitim, how about on the pitim? Does the pasul on the sheshanto? So the place can say it does not pasul when it's on the sheshanto. The sheshanto is a little ball on top of the pitim, because that's just eitz ba'alma, that's not a problem. That's not part of the actual esrog. However, if it's on the pitum, then that's a question. So there's a kafachaim, a well-known kafachaim, that says that there's two different types of pitums. Be'eretz HaTzvi and Eretz Yisrael, they have pitums that are made out of the basar of the esrog. In other words, the pitum is actually meaty. It's either yellow or green, depending on the color of the esrog. As opposed to in Chutz La'aretz, they have that's like a piece of wood. Kimdumani, I remember from my father used to order the esrogim in his shul, that taco, the ones with the pitons, kimdumani, most of them taco were wooden pitons. The lamais of the pitons would say that bismanenu certainly 98% of the esregim that hit the shuk are, I think, all over lav dafkan eretz Yisrael, chutz laretz, are the meaty type of pitons, yellow, green, the same as the basar of the esreg, and you don't see any difference. The kavachaim wanted to say there's a big difference la halacha. If there's a black dot on the pitum, if it's yellow or green, then the chlam is going to apostle. It's on the esrog. But if it's like a piece of wood, then it's not part of the esrog. That's like the sheshanta. It's not going to apostle. Now, this wooden type of pitum, the Paisim say, is the type of pitum that creates a guma when you pick it off. If you have the other types of pitums that if it's a regular esrog which is green and yellow at the top where the pitum is, and you try to knock off the pitum, it's not going to create a guma. Maybe a slight indentation, slight, it'll pull off a little bit of the. Most of the time, it won't even do that. Pull off a little bit of the buster of the esrog. But if it does, it pulls off a tiny little bit. The ones that create a guma, like Tesa says, are the ones that are the wooden ones, and the wooden ones are generally from the esrogim that stay on the tree longer. And they're yellow, and they hardened already, and they got wooden. And then the wood is like stuck inside of the top of the esrog, like a buchna. And you could taka pull it out, there'll be a little bit of a guma there in such a case. That's the case by, not always, but the guma that they're talking about, Papashtas, it seems, is only in those type of esrogim that are already sat on the tree for a long time, they're yet much more yellow. Not the standard esrogim that me and you see in the shuk. Those 98% of them are meaty at the top. In other words, like basar esrog. And there, the pesukim say that the pitum taka does. If you have a black dot there, it would pasul. Most pesukim go like that. Bifrat that we hold that that's the chaytim. We hold the Mishnah Berurah says that we're machmer that the dot is the chaytim also. According to them, it's hard to believe that on the chaytim a black dot is not going to pasul. If you hold that it's a chaytim, then l'chura b'frat, in such a case, it should pasul. Now, what's with the other colors that are not mentioned here? Brown. So the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha says, if when he's talking about red, he says that red is, if it's red, bright red, then in Hanami l'chura, it should be a problem. And the truth is, one of the pictures that I sent out, the picture of the esrog that looked like a ball, that one, there were red dots on it, and the standard esrog that Rebaran brought in from Sukkot that are 8-9 months old, a very decent amount of them had bright red dots. It could be very small, but the taka had very red dots, and that sounds like from the Bir Halacha that he is passing. He brought from the Chaya Odom that Odom was Mar Esrig, but the Praz Pima Godim is that if it's Mar Pasal unless it's Kahina Sumko, red like Kahina Sumko. Now the standard date that you and I know is not red, it's brown. Nevertheless, it's referred to as red over here. Ayin Simen Kuf Pei Ches in Yerudea. However, that color, says Mishnah Berurah, is not a problematic color. If it's Kahina Sumka, it's Lachar Mavur in the Gemara, then Hina Sumka is not a problematic color. So if it's brownish, Lachar, it's not a problematic color. And Mamela, if some of the juice comes out of your esrog and it causes a brown stain, you should wash it off right away. If you didn't, it's not going to passel it. What happens often is that a good few days into Sukkot, it starts turning brown from the holding it, sweat, and then however many people held it. Bifrat, if a lot of people use your esrog, or you hold it for a long time, then very often it changes colors, starts getting brown dots. That is not a problem. Now, it's not a problem because the Mishnah Berurah says the chur is not considered shinimara. That's not considered a mara puzzle. Now, if it's a mara, how about a mara kosher? Maybe it should be considered manumer. That is well-known Mishem the Chassam Sefer, that he said that the brown dots that come because of the Mishmushim are Hidur Mitzvah, he says. Zeu Hoidei V'Hadari. That's not considered, looked at as a Chassaron in Hidur. That is, it came Machmas the Mitzvah, and therefore it's not a problem. Two Ha'aras on that is that, first of all, it's going to come out that if it started getting brown dots from people touching it before Yantif, then that's not machmas the mitzvah, then in a chanam would be a problem. That's you want to say that also preparing, looking at it for the beforehand is also considered a mitzvah. That's a little bit more of a chiddush. That's much more of a hechsher mitzvah than a mitzvah. At best, it's a hechsher mitzvah. Yesh la'ayin. The second chiddush is that because they got a psul machmas, let's say a person shaking his luluf, and it's nechlekat yemis, then what happens? We say because it happened because of the shaking, then in a chanam it's not a problem. That was Gufa the Chashash, the Ritzvah says, that if you have it open a little bit, you're going to shake it, it's going to open more. So what? It happens when it machmas the mitzvah, it's not a problem. Kemdumani, I saw somewhere, maybe it was the Beis HaShoeva, that Itaka says in Echanam, Itaka wouldn't be a problem. As a matter of fact, the Yisrael Shuva says that if where people aren't machmed on their hadasim, if leaves fall off during Sukkot, because it happened machmas na'anuim, therefore it's not a problem. Machmas the mitzvah, that's not considered a concern in Hodr. Lemaisa, I don't think the Mishnah Berurah goes that way with regard to leaves falling off. He never mentions, and certainly not with regard to Nechlekat Yemis, that he tells you the chasaron is that maybe it's going to open. So I don't know why we would say such a pshat when you get to these brown dots. But Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah holds that the brown dots are not a shinimara. They are not a mara apostle. The only tzad is maybe it's a possible maneuver, mamaris kshiris. So you could get out of that of two ways. You could either say brown is considered mamash mara esrig, like bletlach, and therefore it doesn't have a psul maneuver. There's three levels, mara pasul, mara kosher, and then there's mara esrig. Like if it's yellow and green, it's not going to pasul, it's maneuver, but pashtis, except for the bach. So too, if it's yellow and it has bletlach, or if it's yellow and has brown marks, machmas, the mishmash yadai, maybe that's considered the derech, and that's not a chasaron, even though it came from somewhere outside, but it's like bletlach, which comes from the outside, that's the derech gedulai, this is not derech gedulai, but it's the derech ishtamshusai, and memela, when it pasul, lochali, could be samech on the chazanir, the chasam sefer, at least for that, to say that it's not considered manumer, and the maisa, certainly, the meaning of the elim is not to pasul such a thing. Sif Yudzayin. Mokam Shes Ring Mishalem Kein Shachas Ma'at Kshir Mimo Yishchirim B'Yoyser Kodam Kushi Reza Pasul B'chol Mokim. This is the riff in the Ramaz Pshat Alik Rashi, that there's two different levels of black. There is black, which is like the Meiri says, it's a little bit black, it's really dark, dark green, very, very dark green. That's going to be Pasul unless it's a place where there's Regim or that type. And then there's black like a Shvartzel, that Pasul is everywhere, even in the places where such a thing grows, that's possible. Now it's a shtekel mashma that in the places where these esregim grow that are very, very dark green, it's only something which is very, very dark green which is problematic. But if it's yorik ki'isvi asodeh, then that's not a problematic color. Maybe it's not a gemara pri, but the color in and of itself is lechur mashma that it wouldn't be. It's only if it's yorik and it's like black, it's dark, dark green, that it's yorik, it almost looks black because of the greenness, a deep green. However, if it's not so deep, even though it's Yarki Sviyasada, Lachard Mashmoy to be that it's not a Chasar Nenhadr, which we'll get to Sif Chafalf in a minute, Bezer Hashem, the Bach holds Lachard that it is a Chasar Nenhadr. The Bir Alacha brings down that according to the Rambam and the Rif, it's not clear what happens if you have such a dark, dark esrog which grew in Eretz Yisrael, and you bring it to one of these places where it's common for it to grow. What would be the Alacha in such a case? Rashi says it would be possible. In the Rif and the Rambam, we don't know. The truth is that the Kapis Tamarim asked the Shaila. And he says, the Madurik in the Rambam, Tiktuk L'Sherni, it's Mashma, it's the Lashon of the Mechaber actually, that it would be possible. The Lashon is, Mokim She'esregim Shalem Kein Shcheres Mat Kshirim. The place where their Esregim are Shcheres, those Esregim are Kosher. But to take them somewhere else, to hear, L'Chur is Madurik, that Taka wouldn't be Kosher. Either way, L'Chur in Eretz Yisrael, it's not common, or in any other place that I've seen, and therefore, one should stick to the yellow and green Esregim. Sif Yud Ches, Ha'ogol Kekader Posel, something which is round like a ball is possible. At what point is it considered a ball is not exactly clear. As a matter of fact, the Preskis Manenu of Machlekes, the Dalad Mil Nahadrim brings down between Machlekes Din Rechaim, Sozan Gazunt, and Yibol Mechaim Rechaim, Reb Nissen Karelitz, and Rechaim, that they, if it has a pitum, is there that already mafkia that it doesn't have a din of Ogol Kekader? Because it's not mamish like a ball, it has a pitum on the top. So it has something sticking out. It's not like a ball. Lachura, if it's mamish round, one shouldn't take a chance. Lachura, it's a safik daraiso. It's a psul, which is possible lachura al tzadar. You could be mitzadet even, that would be worse. That it's not a... It's ein dark ilias kach. Mr. Brewer is mitzadet that maybe it's psul kol zayin yamim. It doesn't have a shame esrog. He says that it's a psul hadar. It's not exactly clear. It's a safik daraiso lachura. One should be machmer, at least on the first day. Then there's the ogul kedud, like a pot, like a kedero. What does that mean? The Aruch HaShulchan says, it means that from bottom to top, what does a pot look like? It's round, but it doesn't curve into the top, it doesn't round out at the top, like a ball. It's round, but from bottom to top, it's the same width, it's the same circumference. It doesn't get any smaller at bottom and top. That Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, that is a little bit more common to have such a Sregim that are wide at the top also. That's also Shaila, what would be if you had a Pitim, is that already Mafkia? Lamaisa, the Bir Alacha says, we're not Chayshish for such a Girsa. The Aruch HaShulchan is Chayshish for such a Girsa. And Lechatchila one should not take Lamaisa, that there is a Canaan we saw on the side, is also Chayshish. Lechur, Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to be Chayshish. I don't know how nice that looks. Therefore, Al Zekili Van Veyu, Lachur, it doesn't pass lots other, but maybe Al Zekili Van Veyu, one should look for a different one. Now, what's with if you have that the Ukitz is not Mokhove Negada Pitim? What's the story with that? So, a ball, it could be that the Ukitz and the Pitim are together. But let's say you have an Esterik, it's a gorgeous Esterik, just the Pitim and the and the ukets are not aligned. They're not straight, one opposite to other ones. It's not like the North and the South Pole. What's the story in such a case? So the Tiferes Yisrael in Mishnayis, when he's bringing down his five Hidurim, so one of his five Hidurim he says is that it should be aligned. Doesn't mean that it's possible if it's not aligned. Didn't sound like that, but it certainly is a Hidur Mitzvah that it should be aligned. I saw it brought down from, in the Dalam Yidul Mahadron, he brought down from Rabbi Zriel Auerbach that the Eilim is not makbid on that. I would have thought that the Eilim is makbid on that, but he certainly knows better than me. It seems people like that that the Esrig, the Gidul of the Esrig is also important, and it certainly, L'chert, it does detract from it to a certain extent. If it's not nice, depends how much it's bent over, or Kodem, if it's a little bit, it's not so noticeable, and Echnami, certainly it doesn't pass on L'chero. Tony Kepedo, maybe it's a Chthorn and Zeki Levan Veo. Sif Yud Tes. Godly B'Zifus, Asokim in Beri Acheres, Pasol, Asokim Mei Beri Yosap, Ishasu David Dapen Kosher. This is, you stick in, when it's a small Esrig, you stick it into some sort of tfus, and it grows to that exact shape. And the halacha is that it's possible. L'chor it's a sarin hodor, maybe it doesn't look like an esrik. Now, it's not exactly clear. The bir halacha says it doesn't have to be a beri acheres, even if it doesn't look like an esrik, that's fine. That's also problematic. Now, dapi, that it has different pieces, it's like a water wheel. For some reason, that's not considered that it doesn't look like an esrik. That does look like an esrik. At what point does it lose its status that it doesn't look like an esrig? I'm not exactly sure. That's not exactly clear when it's considered a beri acheres. But the standard esrigim that we have are just fine, and they all look like esrigim. 98% of them look like esrigim. They have these types with esrigim with finger-like protrusions and other types of things. They used to have them. They used to be common, and therefore they mastered them because that was the normal thing. Way nowadays, it's certainly not common. And that would not be hoder. Sif Chaf, Hatium, the Anishu Chazal Beis Zivukum Zebazek Kosher. If you have a Siamese Esrig, two Esrigim together, which Mishnah Berurah says is two possibilities, either that it splits at the top, or it's Mamash has two bottoms and two tops, and it's connected in the middle, that would be possible. Now, it doesn't say exactly what happens if you separate them. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kivan Shinibu Shnaim Yachar Vezvukum Murim Zebazek She'ein Adam Yochal Afridoi. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Smag that it's possible. It's telling the Gersa how you learn the Gemara of Tiyum. Is there Machlokes between the Tanakama and not Yeshem Rimacha Tiyum or not? The Mishnah Berurah is Choshish not to take a Lechat Chilo. Now, what happens if you separate it? So he sounds, from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the whole problem is that Eino Yochal Freedom. We're talking about something which is Eino Yochal Freedom. But if Yochal Freedom, then I don't know. There, he's telling me the reason why it's kosher, because it's considered one. If you separate it, so now you can for sure use it. Not exactly clear. The truth is, the Chor is telling in what the Pshat and the Smag is. There's different Pshatim in the Rishonim why an Esrig HaTiyum might be possible. Mishnah Berurah says it's kosher. It's priyachon. However, in the Rishonim, there's three different reasons that are given why a Tiyum might be possible. Either because, since you can't separate it, the Yireim says it's not Hadar. The Michtam says Priyachan Amar Rachmano, and it's not. And this is Shtei Peres. He holds even though you can't separate them, he says that's considered Shtei Peres. Lechur, if you would separate it, then in Echnami wouldn't be a problem. Mashenki in the Riva Von says the reason why it's possible is because when you separate it, it looks like it's Chaser. He's talking Mechal after you separated it. So the Rosh Hashanah is the topic. What happens when you separate it? The Rivan says, that's good for when the Smag was passing it. After you separate it, it looks like it's Chaser, and therefore it's problematic. One should refrain from using a Tiyum, like the Mishnah Berurah says. Sif Chof, Aleph, Hayorik. Shedoy Melish V'yasod, Apostle, and Kiyachiz Lamar Esri, Kosher, Kishim Ashen Yisai. Green, like Doy Melish V'yasod, is Apostle. Why? Because it's not a Gemara priest, says Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't say because there's a problem with the color. However, the Bach does say that there is a problem with the color. He says that the Maskanas Gemara, even though the Gemara says that the reason why Rebbe the Apostle is green is not because it's a Chesaron and Hadar, rather because it's a Gemara Peri, but at the end of the day, since the Gemara comes out that according to Yehuda you don't need Hadar, then we can revert back to what we thought originally, that it's Taka, green doesn't look nice. Maybe that's the reason why he passes it, because Taka doesn't look nice. And that's how the Bach goes, and you need to take a yellow Esrig. Green is a Mara, which is possible, it's a concern in Hadar. And Ramela, if it's spotted, it'll hurt, it's going to be problematic. Ukedema. Lamaisa, the Paisim did not go that way, the Taz Magen Avrom, and we don't pass in that way. However, they both brought down the Taz Magen Avrom, that they brought down the Maril, that you should wait to see that it's starting to get yellow a little bit. Because if it doesn't start getting yellow, how are you supposed to know that it's a Gemara Pri? Maybe it's not going to turn yellow. Now the problem is, how does this do with the Minhag Olam? Here in Eretz Yisrael, in America, from what I remember, it was much, much more common to have yellow Esrogim. Here in Eretz Yisrael, at least 50% of the Esrogim are green. Now, totally green even, at the beginning of Antif. Maybe they changed at the beginning. A very, very big percentage of the Esrogim are green. Now, it could be that a lot of them started changing a little bit yellow. That's okay. But anything which didn't start changing yellow, what right does a person have to take it? L'chayra, how do you know that it's Gemara Pri? So, there are those that say the Prima Gazan's Mitzah, that if it's not mamish green like the grass, maybe then you don't have such a chashash. Maybe that's what we're saying, Mechon. It doesn't seem like people are machalic between the types of greens, L'maisa. The Kaf HaChaim says that the Minhag in Eretz, he brings down the Gemara Kosher, the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to take green as Esrogim. Why? Because they all turn yellow. And that's the Shalom B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that he says the same thing, all our Esrogim turn yellow. And if that's the case, we already put it on the Rishonim. The Rosh, Tosis, they say that Esrog, which you know is going to turn yellow, even before it turns yellow, it's fine. The whole chash is that it's not a Gemara Peri, but if I know it's a Gemara Peri, it's not a problem. Since all our Esrogim turn yellow, they all turn yellow, Mamela's not a problem. Now, there's a little bit of an issue with this. I saw the Chemdes Moshe said that he did an experiment, and he took tiny Esrogim, smaller than a pecan, he said, smaller than a pecan nut, and he put them in together with apples, and they all turned yellow. So you could really, any of these Esrogim will turn yellow over the course of time. If you force it to turn yellow, it'll turn yellow. L'chero, yesh lain, you can't say that's a Gemara Pri, it's tiny. It's the size of a nut. What's up, Shad? I'm not exactly sure. But l'maisa, if it turns yellow, then we're not choshesh, it's not a Gemara Pri, and therefore the Baisim say it's not a problem. And that is certainly the Minhag Olam to be samech on that. However, there are many of the Gdolim that they taka would wait to see that it changes a little bit yellow, though Medina Lachar, you do not have to wait. Even without that, it would be kosher. Now, is there a Minhag to take, is there any Mila to take a yellow asterisk? So, there are the Shrenes that are brought down. The Bikur Yaakov says, Baal Nefesh Yochash Le'abach. He says, Bechal, you should be Choshesh, Baal Nefesh should be Choshesh Le'abach. That green is problematic. So that's it. One, you need to take a black one. So the Briskers are machmer on that. The Morik Tzio, the Yavetz, he says, V'vadei marek hezov v'kikarkoim shumarei v'shal esrik hagomer v'amahudur yofuhu yoyser. He says, something which is kamara, shaiva, mara, tov. Mara is lush, zov ukikarkaim, which is not green, it's yellowish, or orangish even, that's if it's a little bit older, that's a Mara Esrog HaGomer, and that's Mahodur Tvei, he says. The truth is, that's the Mashmois of the Rishonim. The Rishonim say that in Nida we saw in Daf Yutes, on Mebeis, that Odom, Yorik, Dam Yorik, is Kidah, like the Tseva of Esrog. Now Esrog, the standard Esrog L'Chor is not, if it's green, then that's not Neitel Admimus. It says that Yorik is Neitel Admimus. Now, Dam Yorik is Neitel Admimus. It's referring to green, it's her not Neitel Admimus. It says it's referring to like the color of an Esrig or Chalmein Beitzel. So that means the standard Esrig L'chur in those days was yellow. B'meila L'chura, the Mashmois is that there is Etvas Chumrah, hider to get it when it's yellow. Not only that, practically, there could be that there's black dots on it when it's green that you don't see, and only halfway through Sukkot you're going to see the black dots after it starts turning yellow. Maybe that's another reason to take it. However, at best, it's a hider, it's a nice idea, out the black dots, or it's a hider, out the Bikur Yaakov, Bichoshish. But certainly, if you get a nicer esrog that has green on it, that's also fine. Mishkal HaChasidus. One thing that's discussed over here is the Esrog HaMurkov. Now, the Rishonim, the Gemara does not talk about a Murkov, nor do the Rishonim. I saw in the Sefer Maseiros HaEsrog that he says that they couldn't be Markiv Esrog in the times of Rishonim, most of the Rishonim, because you cannot graft an Esrog except with a citrus fruit. but not with any other type of fruit. Even though the Rambam talks about such a case of klayim of an apple with an esrog. However, that was maybe just only a mussel, they say, but it's not niklat. It won't create a new fruit. It has to be citrus, and most of the Rishonim didn't have citrus fruits. And I wonder if they did in the times of the Gemara, I'm not sure. But either way, we only find about 400, 500 years ago that the Achrenim started handling of this. Maramal Sheikh, Raman is Shuvah. They started handling these shilas. And we find many reasons why they thought the apostle a esrog which is more good. Three basic reasons why they're brought. That one is either like the Levush says, Nevda by Aviro. Another one is like the Ramah says, that it doesn't have the Magen Avraham, that it doesn't have a Shem Pri. It's not considered a Pri Etzalder because it has something else mixed inside. Or like the Maram Alshich and the Tazgo, that it's Chaser. And might even be Chaser from this year because it has a big Chelik, which is not an esrog. Memela, that is three basic reasons. There's other reasons that some of the Kashas Alamirim, very interesting reasons that are brought down to Apostle Klaim, and that is, he says from the Kapis Tmarim, he says, She'ein Eitzah Yapiri Yashavah. The Chassam Sefer was Makalis the Svara. The Chalkas Yoev says, Al Zbal Tesef, you have another min here. And he brings down from Mordechai Gimpel, that says that Psul is al Psul, oh no, I'm sorry, the Bikuri Shlomi says, because Priyach Adam Rachman of Leish Day Paris, because there's two different minim here, and brings up a Mordechai Gimpel that says that it's like a Chasitzo, because you have something which is not an esrog that you're holding. So a whole bunch of different reasons over here why this esrog might be possible. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says to be Machmer, not to take a Murkov, that those the Shari Chuvin say, and it wants to say that a second generation Murkov, that you didn't do the Isser, you took it from something which was Murkov. Now, it wouldn't be a problem because it's learned Nevda by Avero. It's still not going to help you according to the other reasons that it's different meaning. Now, Lamaisa, we could have said that who cares if it's Morkov? At the end of the day, it's a Pri Eitz Hadar. Doesn't say it has to be an Esrog. It's a Pri Eitz Hadar. And you're good to go. But Lamaisa, since that's the Masurah that we have, that it's an Esrog, therefore anything which is a Chasarn and Esrog is going to be Puzzle. Mishnah Berurah says to be Machmer. Beshasat Chak, can you take it? Some say that you shouldn't even take it. So mamash machmer ada soif with regard to a morkiv. Now, this is really a big hack when it gets to esregim, because the Mishnah Berurah comes out that the only way that we can be saying on esregim is if you have a teuda that is not morkiv. Lemaisa, there's four simanim that were brought down in the achrenim as what's considered, what's the difference between a morkiv and not a morkiv. However, practically, it's very hard to be samech on them because Moroccan esregim don't have any seeds. So you lost all those simanim. Teimani esregim have only seeds. They don't have any mitz. You lost that simon. The chazanish have both. There's two different types of chazanish. One have a lot of seeds. One has little seeds. There's no all different types of esregim. And who knows, a lot of them have chazakas that they're not morkov. And even so, they look different than the other esregim. At the end of the day, bottom line is, you have to have some sort of material. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the Litvish, very, very many Litvish take Chazanish Esregim, which this whole state from Maseres Esreg is trying to assert that the Chazanish wasn't just Ruach HaKodesh, the Chazanish went to certain paradis and he said that these Esregim are not Murkavim. Rather, he was Izin V'chikir, Bodak V'dorash, and he found the esregim that people were being mevarach on for many, many years. It was Maral Diskin, and even before that, for hundreds of years, it's stuck in Eretz Yisrael. The Aruch HaShulchan already writes in Eretz Yisrael that the esregim are muhzokim, that they're not, for hundreds of years they wrote that they're not muhzokim as murkavim. But there's only certain places in Eretz Yisrael, and especially over the course of the years, people are marking of them. Originally they thought any esreg that had a pitam on it would be a murkav. However, nowadays, because it wouldn't last if it wasn't grafted with something else. They made it stronger. Nowadays, they found a way to do it with certain pesticides. I saw in the Sefer Maseres Esrog, I heard the story a little bit different. I'm going to say the way that I heard it, that in Vietnam, there was Jewish esregim there when they were fighting, Jewish soldiers there fighting, and they noticed something very interesting, that the fruit in Vietnam, even oranges, had pitims on it. Because all citrus fruits start with a pitim. And they realized that it had to do with some of the chemicals that were being sprayed, and And from there, they were able to use these chemicals, and it helped that the pitim should stay on the esrog, and it's not a morka b'chal. L'maisa, the esrogim, the chazanish himself, gave to two people, to Michal Yehuda, they planted in his yard, and to Rav Shapira, that he planted also, he planted pardesim from this. And from there was from all these shoots came different shoots and Wiener and and Shapira and Frankel and all different types of Esregim that are all Zan Chazanish because they came from the Chazanish who decided with definitely that these Esregim, either from Tzvas or from in the Shomron, from wild trees that grew around Omal Pacham, which is like an Arab village, that they were never grafted, and he gave seeds to different people to plant, and that's what people are saying. Then there's the Yanava, which is brought down over here, which is Kfar Chabad, officially comes from there, which is also Muslik Nat, and there's Merakin and Temani, which are also certain ones, Muslik Nat. L'maisa, one should only get an esrog that has a hechsher on it. The last sif is girdle esrogim, shir esrog akotin, pachas mikabeya, pasul of a mukabeya, achim of a boiser, shadayin nigbar pire, sheh, adayin nigbar pire, it's kosher. May God call shu kosher. The whole limit is only how small it is on the bottom. It can't be too small, but too big is no such thing. Now, l'maisa, how big is this? 50 grams is the size of an egg. L'maisa, the Bir Halacha brings down from Mikur Yaakov that a Baal Nefesh should be machmer to get one. We should be choshish that maybe the eggs got smaller, even though some are not choshish. And therefore, you should be machmer to get an esrog, which is kishnei beim. Now, even the Mishnah Berurah that was machmer, to be choshish that the beitim got smaller, that was only by Daraisa, but by the Rabbanan, it wasn't Cheshish. For example, this year, there is no Daraisa, there's only the Rabbanan. The first day of Sukkot is Shabbos. But Melo, you wouldn't have to be Machmer in this Lechura. However, there is an Inid Baal Nefesh Machmer. It's about 100 grams. You could weigh it if you have a Cheshash that is too small. Where Lamaisa is this common? Most of the Esrogim are much bigger than that. However, the standard Esrog, over the course of the winter, for it to grow from start to finish, takes 7 months. During the summer, it takes 5 months. And before Sukkot, they pump them with water and they can get it to go from zero to full esrog size in 60 minutes. No, zero to 60 in 2 months. They're able to do it in 2 months because they pump with a ton of water. These are called etrogei mayim. These are water esrogim. And they're fine. The only problem is that sometimes they can shrink because there's so much water that some of it evaporates, it shrinks over the course of Sukkot. If you get one which is too close to the shear, it's right before the Sukkot, the mamas just knock off every single solitary esrog that they could from the trees, and they just bring in a ton, because they realize in another week, another 2 days, these are all going to the garbage can. Memela, the best thing to do is, first of all, mihidr mitzvah is that it shouldn't be so small. It should be a little bit bigger than a bare bone size. The chetchili, you should get 100 grams. Now, yesh la'ayin, if it was the right size and it shrunk, what's the problem? L'maisa, it sounds from Mishnah Berurah, it is an issue. I'm not sure what the problem is. The Prima Gadam is mistapi. He doesn't understand. L'chura, the whole chasar, the reason why it has to be a bay is to know that it was a Gemara Pri. Once it hit that size, even if it gets smaller afterwards, it already hit the size, that's Gemara Pri. You can't tell me it's not a Gemara Pri anymore. However, we'll see in Tafresh Memtes, Mishnah Berurah, it's Mavur also. If you cut out a part of an esrog, you have to leave the size of an esrog, abeya. If you leave less than that, it's not kosher, even though we could have the same svara. Nevertheless, you have to leave over. It always has to be at any given point, your esrog has to be the size of abeya. Hadron aloch simen tof reish memches, bli nether.